Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Arlen Sports Breakfast Show.
I haven't seen this segment before. You like to finish with a bang, is it?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, Davy Fitzgerald steps down as Waterford boss, Shane Kingston on Cork's good form, and Mayo legend Cora Staunton on players being driven out of Gaelic games due to costs. But first, Davy Fitzgerald has stepped down as Waterford senior hurling manager. The Clare native had been in charge for the past 2 years and had another year left on his 3-year term. However, he's decided to step away now. Fitzgerald returned for his second stint in charge of the Daisha for the 2023 season. However, they failed to progress from the Munster Championship in that campaign or this year's. Fitzgerald's last game in charge was a 30-14 defeat to Limerick back in May. And speaking to Off the Ball afterwards, he said there was plenty more to come from Waterford.
All in all, Limerick were the better team today, but I'm really proud of the boys and delighted with the Waterford supporters. They were really a big help the last number of games.
I know it's if, but and maybes, but I felt for me looking on the outside, maybe the Tipperary game was the one that maybe was that you look back on, maybe if you could got that win out.
Yeah, we definitely were probably 5 or 6 points better than them this year, a bit more even, and just a bit unlucky at the end. Was it a square ball or not? Last three bits off, but they're the things, every team goes through them, so I can't be saying that we're the only team. We're not. Every team gets breaks and not breaks, and that's the way it goes. So we just have to say, listen, fair play to Limerick today, and best of luck to them. They're a fantastic team.
Disappointing day today, but yet you showed pride and, you know, putting up a good challenge against them. What's next for Davy Fitzgerald in Waterford?
Well, what's next anyway is he's going home and going to relax for a few days.
Can you relax?
Oh, trust me, I can. It's been a massive effort put into this. A lot of people thought this team was dead and buried, and I think we showed this year what we're made of, and fair play to them.
So a bit more life on them yet?
I'm telling you, you'll never know.
Cork forward Shane Kingston says they're going into Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final full of confidence. The Rebels faced Limerick in the last four in Croke Park, a side they've already beaten on a dramatic night in Porkycreeve. Cork go into the game in the back of four straight wins, and Kingston says they're hitting form at just the right time.
Anytime you're playing, in, I suppose, this time of year, it's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I suppose last year we were unfortunate enough to not get out of Munster, so you know, it's brilliant to still be training away, and you know, I'm looking forward to playing the game.
And the quarterfinals, talk to us a little bit about that. Obviously got the win relatively easy enough in the end against Dublin.
Yeah, I suppose didn't feel like that at the time.
Yeah.
But you know, probably wasn't our strongest performance to date, but you know, I suppose we got the win, and that's ultimately all that matters really.
And how do you feel overall about Cork at the minute in terms of the championship and the performances you're putting in?
Yeah, I suppose it didn't start off too pretty. We kind of had two losses at the start, and then, you know, probably a lot of people were writing us off, and you know, things kind of turned around then, and you know, we've had four games in a row now winning, so, you know, thankfully we're building a bit of momentum, which is, you know, the ideal time of the year to be doing it.
GPA Vice President Cora Staunton says players are giving up on ladies football in Camogie because they simply can't afford it. At a GPA media briefing yesterday, Kerry's Fiona Tangney outlined how a serious injury left her over €2,000 out of pocket.
At the moment, one of the motions that myself, Karen Connolly and Orla Devitt put forward was just the injury fund, I suppose. You know, I unfortunately injured my quad last year, so I had to get surgery. And the surgery alone was €5,800, so I had to take out a loan to pay that off at the start. Then that excludes all your physio, scans, consultations. So by the time I sent off the injury claim, I think my claim was up to €7,800. And then I got 5.5 off the LGFA, 5,500 back off the LGFA. So still out of pocket, probably €2,000 almost. And had to put back starting a new job. And then unfortunately I'm after doing the same injury again. So had to kind of go through the same process again, and realistically we'll be out of more pocket again after this injury, so the space is probably 12 months you might be out 3,000 or 4,000, which is a lot
so
of money
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, and especially like I'm lucky that I have a job that I can pay these things off, but if you're in college, like if I was in college now trying to balance everything, I don't think you probably would be able to afford this kind of stuff, so it's hard, like, you know,
even the mental toll of all that, where am I getting the money?
Yeah.
You have to go looking for a loan, like that is so stressful.
Yeah.
On a person, and then you're expected to go out and play at this high level for your county.
Yeah, that's the thing, and like, you know, injuries are tough physically, but mentally it's huge as well, and like when you have the stress of an injury, you know, and then you have to worry about the financial aspects of things, and trying to get the money or trying to get a loan and the hassle of that, trying to pay it off, trying to work extra shifts even at work if you possibly can. There's a lot of things behind the scenes probably that you don't see that a lot of players have a lot of stress probably because of, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, but I'm sure there's players all over the country that have in the female side anyway that definitely have the same problem.
Corus Daunton says the out-of-pocket costs for inter-county players are forcing players out of the game.
Balancing all of that with the stress of how do I pay this loan back for an injury I sustained playing for my county.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is this is happening. This is Fianna's just one story.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you went around every county, whether it was Camogie or ladies football, there's a magnitude of players that it's happening to. So I think, yeah, it's disappointing, and it's something that we as the GPA need to keep, you know, lobbying LGFA and Camogie that, you know, there is better insurance schemes in place. And, you know, we spoke about the legacy care piece as well. I think that's really important because, you know, at the end of the day, there's girls actually giving up playing ladies football in Camogie because they can't afford.
Yeah.
To do it, whether that's from an injury point of view or it's an expense point of view, they can't do part-time work because of, you know, how
the
demanding
commitment.
And the commitment it is for players to play. So that's really disappointing, and you know, I feel, as you know, was asked earlier on, there's players leaving the game because of that. You know, there's players leaving the game because of the opportunity to go and play a professional sport in Australia, but they're not just the only players. I think if you look at turnovers and panels in the last number of years, I can only speak for what I see. You know, Meath is one that has had a big turnover of players.
Yeah.
I know for Mayo, for a fact, I think there was maybe 11, 12, 13 girls that left the panel last year. And I suppose we need to get to the bottom of the reasons why these are all young girls, are leaving. It's not because of retirement. Why are they leaving? And I think it's the demands of the game and they're not being looked after.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.